It's now 8 minutes past seven and Shane McElhattan is here with his first look at this morning's papers.
The house is on fire. Please answer. The Irish Times front page quotes a WhatsApp message received by a mother of two from her 12-year-old daughter as fire consumed the stairs of the IPAS Centre in Drogheda on Friday night. Beside a photograph of the charred stairwell, the paper quotes three women residents of the house as saying they and their children have been traumatised by the arson attack, which it refers to as suspected. The Irish Independent says the incident is being treated as a deliberate act, which could result in charges of attempted murder or endangerment, as well as arson. The paper says Gardaí suspect at least two men were involved, with one man kicking in the door and pouring accelerant on the stairs before setting it alight, while a second person was outside, acting as a lookout. The Independent says CCTV footage from the surrounding area is being examined in an effort to track the movements of the suspects before and after the incident. The Irish Mirror takes its headline from a quote from one of the mothers. The children could have died, alongside a CCTV screen grab of the moment one of the suspects set the stairs alight. The death by stabbing of a young man in Curragh Hall in Tyrrellstown in Dublin on Saturday night features across all the papers. The Independent quotes eyewitnesses hearing the victim, Victor Mamaliga, screaming, "I'm going to die," after he was stabbed during a row in a housing estate. The faces of two haunted and cornered middle-aged men appear in many of this morning's papers. D-Day for DJ is the Irish Sun's headline over its lead story that con man DJ Carey faces a prison sentence today for defrauding friends and fans out of nearly €400,000. The paper says he'll appear at the Criminal Courts of Justice for a sentencing hearing this afternoon, and a number of his victims are expected to be in court today, with Judge Martin Nolan quoted as considering a custodial sentence for Carey to be inevitable. One of those victims, Margaret Kerwin, is quoted in the Irish Daily Mail. She and her husband gave Carey €4,000 after he claimed to be suffering from the same type of cancer as Ms. Kerwin. She's quoted describing how Carey groomed and preyed on the couple in her most vulnerable moment. Speculation on the future of the man formerly known as Prince Andrew is carried in many of the papers. Enda Brady in the Irish Examiner quotes biographer Andrew Lowney as predicting there's even more to emerge about his behaviour, particularly about money and the taxpayer-funded trips abroad while, quote-unquote, working as a trade envoy for the UK. How many headlines can one man make, asks Brady, who gives Andrew 12 months at most at his new home in Sandringham before he either goes abroad of his own volition or is forced out of the UK completely by even more lurid headlines. The Sun quotes Royal Watchers as predicting he's now so hated he will move abroad, with Abu Dhabi top of the list of possible destinations. Finally, it's Halloween every day in America, but it's all trick and no treats, is the quote carried by the Independent from former President Barack Obama on the campaign trail for the Democrats in Virginia, one of two US states to hold elections for the post of governor tomorrow. The paper says the result, especially in Virginia, will be watched closely in Washington as a barometer of voters thinking about President Trump's domestic policies. A win for the Democrats, it says, could, they hope, start a momentum to sweep them to victory in next year's midterm congressional elections.